USA Radio News with Wendy King.
People in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, are demanding answers following the deadly shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. He was killed on Wednesday while sheriff's deputies were serving a drug-related warrant. They're angry because police body cam footage hasn't been released yet. Passwatank County Sheriff Tom Wooten.
Bear with us. I hear you. I hear you. I hear your pain. I know that the community is hurting.
Seven sheriff's deputies have been placed on leave. Three have resigned, but not because of Brown's death. They're now calling for stronger actions after the killing of a black man in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. Ex-officer Kim Potter supposedly mistook her handgun for her taser, but she fatally shot Dante Wright. She's being charged with second-degree manslaughter. Family attorney Thomas Bowers.
You're looking at modern-day lynchings that are caught on camera.
This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by April 30th and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Biden says he'll attend the G7, NATO, and European Union summits in June. This will be his first trip overseas as president. Biden will first attend the Group of Seven summit in Cornwall, Britain. He will also hold bilateral meetings with fellow G7 leaders, including British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. He will then travel to Brussels to participate in the NATO summit on June 14th. Meanwhile, Biden is meeting in Washington next month with South Korean President Moon Jae-in. The two leaders have spoken twice by phone. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to new sex trafficking charges filed last month related to allegations that she procured underage girls for Jeffrey Epstein. She previously pleaded not guilty to 6 counts of participating in a sex trafficking network run by Epstein. If convicted, she faces up to 35 years in prison. She's scheduled to stand trial in July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A homeless man who was turned into an internet sensation is now running for office. With more, here's USA's Mike Fortier.
Ted Williams was living on the streets of Columbus, Ohio in 2011 when someone recorded him and posted the video on YouTube and titled it, A Homeless Man with a Golden Voice.
Say something with that great radio voice.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic 98.9.
The video posted by the Columbus Dispatch led to Williams getting work as a voiceover artist, but he's now setting his sights higher. Williams telling a Marion, Ohio radio station that he's running for governor. This isn't new, though. Williams announcing in 2015 to run for president that he says he didn't follow through on. This time, though, he says he's more serious and has a team around him. The Army veteran wants to focus on veterans' needs and education. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
Sad news as the Indonesia's Navy said it found debris from their lost submarine. This indicates the vessel with 53 people aboard sank in a very deep area of the Bali Sea. Search crews have been looking for the German-made submarine, the Nangola, since it went missing Wednesday about 60 miles just north of Bali. It was descending to conduct torpedo drills, but it was built to withstand a pressure of up to 500 meters. But sonar indicated it sank to a depth of 850 meters. The investigation concluded that the submarine had imploded and cracked under the pressure exerted from the depth. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.